think the big thing is that parents find a bit of comfort in not knowing and just assuming that it's their child's privacy, and they don't want to breach that. The problem with that is the kids don't know what's happening around them as far as the bigger picture. So as parents, you know, you still need to be involved and connecting with your kids about what the risks are. And because the internet and technology changes so quickly, having someone like Detective Constable Curry speak to, you know, this is what's happening now, this is what's coming next, it's a real tool for parents. And we do open this conversation up to young people. We ask that they be 12 years of age and older, just because of the content. But we know that children as young as 12 years of age are being groomed for sex trafficking. And it is happening in our community. That's another big misconception, is that this is an urban problem and, you know, we don't have to worry about it in Wellington County, or it's not a southwestern Ontario problem, it's a Toronto problem. And that's simply not true. The internet makes it very convenient and very simple to reach out to a young person who may be struggling. And that ties into your question about, you know, 2020. It was a really tough year for a lot of people, especially our kids. And they were particularly vulnerable and spending more time online where these predators were availing themselves, right? So it's a good time to have the conversation and hopefully prevent more cases from coming forward.